Hello, ladies. I'm Nicole Michelle, founder and femininity mentor for the Inner Beauty Movement. We're all about helping women reconnect with their feminine core, their power, their essence, their strength, while simplifying the pathway to marriage. I'd love for you to follow me on every single platform and download our Feminine Elite Society app to help you on your level up, elevation, upgrade process. We do it in silence, baby. So join us on the app. So listen, I don't do regular podcasts because the way I do content, you all, I do content based on it coming to me and me being in the moment, me feeling it. And I really want to lay this track, right? Sort of like an artist was to run to the booth and put a track down. That's kind of how I treat my podcast. Look, this is something burning, itching on my heart, and I want to lay this track because God put it right there. I gotta say it, right? And so that is how I operate my podcast. So forgive me if it seems sporadic, but make sure you hit the notification that sends you a notification to let you know when I've uploaded a new podcast. The easiest way to be on top of my content is to get the app, because you'll automatically have access to past podcasts as well as the new ones. You'll get a notification. So today I want to offer encouragement to the good girls out there. And I know that for some of you, you may not understand where I'm coming from. So let me be clear. The women that I'm speaking to right now, you are beautiful. You are exceptional. You are high achieving. You are attractive. You're also God-fearing. And you also don't want to be a part of the crowd. And you are not a part of the crowd simply because of how you live. I'm talking to you. I want to share something with you that's been on my heart. And I did not want to really talk about it because I was so disappointed that I had to go to the Lord in prayer about it. Because I was so disappointed. But there was one young lady I spoke to, and I was so rooting for her because she was so beautiful and just, you know, my avatar of a client, like perfect client. She was so beautiful. And this woman, if anybody could have been a trophy wife, she definitely could have been in terms of looks, in terms of promise. And when she tells me that she'd rather be a sugar baby, she caved in to the pressures of being a sugar baby instead of preparing to be a wife, my heart broke, literally. I tried everything in my power not to show her my emotion as she's telling me this because I didn't want her to feel like I was judging her or that, you know, that I was somehow passing my emotion on to her or somehow that she wasn't safe in that moment to express where she was coming from. But I'm telling you all that my heart was broke and that becoming a wife, preparing to be a wife it's not easy for some women and it won't be easy. It will be the most challenging feat of a lot of successful women, that preparing for a wife will be out of their comfort zone, letting go of what they've been taught, what they've been programmed, conditioned, will be tough up and through there. And you know, I do not run away from one-on-one coaching. I never want to be so big and huge and so popular and so famous that I am above speaking one-on-one to people, because I feel like that's where I get my greatest success is one-on-one. And so, you know, although I don't offer coaching or mentorship to the public, those of you who are enrolled in my schools, I most certainly make myself available one-on-one. You need me. You need my mentorship and my direction. And it's kind of impossible to do that sometimes. Some of you do need that one-on-one for various reasons. So I don't run from that. And as long as I have a little bit of energy, I'm not going to do it, wear myself out. But I do want to make myself available for those ladies who need me. And so when people open up to me and tell me things like this, it breaks my heart that they would give in to the pressures of being a sugar baby instead of preparing to be a wife. Now, this is no judgment on her. I still love her with all my heart. And if she ever wants to continue on her journey to become a wife, I'm there for her. But that actually put in my face how much pressure it is for young women to just take the easy route and just take the whole trick route where we just want to act like we're on the streets, where men just walk up to us, offer us money, and we just be with them. And I hate to sound so direct and so cold with it, but that's really what that world is. That's what it entails. When we chase luxury over being good, when we chase material things, then men chase sex with us because we are surface. That's what we've communicated. I want to continue with this conversation right now. And I want to say to you, as encouragement to all of the good girls out there, all of the feminine women, godly women that are listening to me right now, I don't want you to give up, because there will be enormous pressure for you to give up. Why be good when everybody's bad? You have evil people now telling you it's okay to be bad. Well, of course it is in their world. But in your world, you don't even like being bad. You don't even like lying. You don't like scheming. You don't like manipulating. You just want to be treated well. And you want a man to treat you well. And you want friends to treat you well. And you mean well. And it breaks your heart that people don't see the world the same way you do. There is a calling on your life. There is a purpose on your life. There is a blessing waiting for you if you hold out. There are men right now as we speak telling you that you don't exist as a good woman. They're telling you you don't exist as a woman that follows the teachings of the Lord. They're telling you that you don't follow the Bible, that you aren't feminine, that you don't want to be a wife and all of the other things. And they tell you this to justify what they want to do. But more importantly, other women who are kind of weak and kind of need some more support, they buy into that wholeheartedly and they give up and they say, you know what? What does it profit me to actually try to be a good person when most of the world is bad? This has been predicted in the Bible. The Bible said that we would have a day where evil people will be successful. And evil people, listen, ladies, let me tell you something, and then we're gonna go away for today, but this is just in my heart right now. Evil people will be successful. Evil people will be in front of the people. Evil people will have numbers. They will have subscribers. They will have followers. They will have popularity. They will have, you know, a lot of money. They might have a lot of male attention, but I want you to stay encouraged, to stay on your square, to stay good, to stay who you are, no matter what, because people need you to be. They need you to stay on your square. They need you. Your children, your daughters, your sons need you to stay on your square. And remember what you told God. He needs you to stay on your square because he's made promises to you. Even in his word, he says, if you abide in me and I abide in you, my word abides in you. Ask what you will. Ask what you will. That includes anything. There is no parameters on that. Ask what you will. He's made a promise to you that if you keep your hand in his hand, he will bless you. And I am here to extend that and to remind you that no matter what evil, grimy people say to you, I want you to stay on your square. I want you to stay encouraged no matter what. You know what? The reason why I keep saying it like this is because when I was young, I needed somebody to say it just like this. And although when we go to church and they mean well, and a lot of them are living what they say, a lot of them are. They just don't have Instagram followings and YouTube followings and things like that. A lot of them. And they are really, really about their life. So they don't have a lot of jovial jokes and little, you know, back and forth banter. And they may seem boring compared to what our lives are. So we kind of disregard them. And so we really don't have down to earth people telling us, hey, listen, keep your hand in God's hand. Keep going. You're doing the right thing. I am a witness that God is faithful and every promise that he made to you will come to pass, but you have to do your part and keep your hand in his hand. All right. And I don't want to sound preachy. I just want to encourage you that God will bless you for hanging in there. And he always said it wasn't going to be easy. He never said following Jesus Christ would be easy. And ladies, being a godly woman is not easy. It's not easy. And if you're a single godly woman, the mandate is on you, dear heart, to keep your hand in his hand. He will bless you. You have to trust him that when you stay on your square and follow the Lord. Keep your hand in His hand. You have to trust Him that He will be faithful in His promises. I'm a witness that He's faithful. I had a reset in my 40s. Some of you have never been married. I've seen some of the most unlikely brides get married. You know why? Because they trusted God, not man. Not man, not what evil women are saying, not what evil, ungodly men are saying. They listened to the voice of the Lord. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. So if you like this post, I just want you to like it and share it, and to other women that may need this encouragement. This space is for you. The app is not necessarily like for just Christian women. It's for everybody to elevate and upgrade their life, romance, their social life, prospective socialites and preppy girls and all everything that comes with elevation, leveling up. Those, I can't even tell you everything that's on the app because I don't want it to the general public. That's how much information is there. But at the same time, I want you to keep your hand in God's hand and stay that good girl, because equipped with what I'm sharing with you on YouTube, on these podcasts, in the app, and you being a believer in Jesus Christ and following the word of God, you can't lose. Trust me, you're talking to somebody who did it, who does it. You cannot lose. So please don't give up. Don't give up. And my young sisters that are listening to me, don't give in to sugar baby culture. Please don't do that. You're better than that. You're not just a good time girl. And you have to believe in yourself that you're a wife. Remember, I love you and Jesus Christ loves you. And until the next time, keep the faith, everybody. Peace.